All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back, and I'm not hiccuping anymore. So let's go ahead and get started with more Eternum. So do we do a truth, or we do a dare? Let's go with dare. Good choice. Grimm, I dare you to eat one of my magic mushrooms. Magic mushrooms? Hand-picked in the Brazilian Amazon. Eating a few of them can take you on a trip that some people describe as a religious experience. The indigenous people claim they allowed you to get in touch with your own soul and even speak with the gods. Mushrooms are great, folks. There's a lot of really good mushrooms out there. I appreciate it, but I think I'm gonna pass. Don't worry, just eat one. The effects are immediate, but only last a couple of minutes at most. Remember the last time we tried drugs in one of these games. You'll see more vibrant colors and deeper shadows. You'll feel more relaxed during that time, and after that, there are no side effects. Oh, well, okay, in that case, I'll try it. And I have to eat it all at once? Yes, sir, just eat it, close your eyes, and count to 10. Alright, I guess I can trust the professor of the University of Creighton. Ah! You swallow the mushroom without chewing. Now keep your eyes closed for a minute and let your mind go blank. It is true that I feel something, like a slight dizziness. How can it take effect so fast, though? Maybe it's absorbed through the taste buds. Well, it doesn't seem to be anything I can't handle so far. You can open your eyes. Do you feel anything different, Grimm? Oh, wow, look at his eyes. This feels a bit stronger than what you told me, Professor. Yeah, the first time always hits a bit harder. But after a while, it barely affects you. I used to eat dozens of them every night when I was young. You want a glass of water, Grimm? No! I'm fine, actually, haha. Oh, well, alright then. Your tits look huge with that dress, Penny, did I tell you? They're moving with such a hypnotic dance. Moving? Haha, is he really hallucinating? Hey, your tits are dancing too, Regina. I want to try one of these mushrooms. I wouldn't recommend it, honestly. It feels way too trippy. How long did you say the effects lasted, Professor Connor? Huh? Hey! Where did everyone go? Is the party over already? I guess we're alone now, Penny. Oh. Aha, now I see you with your Edriel costume again. Crazy. You need to go back, Grimm. That's actually the real Edriel. What? You have her voice, too. Eternum is calling you. Wait, what is going on? Is this the bleeding effect again, like the gas station with Luna? You have to remember. Ah! Oh shit, I might need that glass of water now, Penny! They need your help, Grimm. What? Ooh! If you had to toss a coin 100 times, and it came up heads 99 times, what would you bet on for the last throw? What? This again? What would you bet on? Heads again? No. Tails. You're beginning to understand, Grimm. You must look beyond. Break the chains. Ah! What the fuck? Are you okay, Grimm? Yeah, I am. This shit's insane. Holy fuck, what a trip. I saw tons of colors and weird shit. You're a crazy bastard, Connor. I get that a lot. Before you ask, I don't have any more magic mushrooms. I'm sorry. I wasn't planning to eat anymore, don't worry. Are you good to continue then? Sure. I just need another shot to get back to reality. My turn! I want to ask Penelope. How original. I'm going to say truth again. That works. I want to ask, what's the weirdest place you've ever jilled off? Jilled off? I should stop drinking before I reveal something I shouldn't. Nonsense. You're doing fine. And I really want to hear that story. Okay, but I'll keep it short. I guess I was probably in a jacuzzi. Oh, that's hot. Nothing out of the ordinary, though. I was in the jacuzzi with Mom and Dahlia. Okay, now this is getting interesting. Can you go into specifics? The three of us went to a spa like 3 years ago for my 18th birthday. There was this hot tub in the women's baths, and we were all chilling there, relaxing in the water. Then I put my legs over the side of the hot tub in an attempt to get more comfortable, and I found a water jet. Oh, God. I knew I should have stopped, but God, it just felt too good. I orgasmed 2 times without any of them noticing. I had to cover my mouth with my hands. Oh my, that's so fucking hot. Can't wait to tell Dahlia and Nancy. I'd kill you. Okay, fascinating story. Lots of questions and very few dares. Boring. There's only Grimm left, so let's do only dares now. I don't know about you, but I think people in this party are wearing way too many clothes. You're not wrong there, Regina. So, who are you daring? I'm gonna choose you, Regina. And here's my dare. You have to flash your tits. Is that all? Ha, in front of everyone? Oh no, just in front of the person you choose. The person I choose, huh? Mm-hmm. Alright, cutie, let's go to that corner. Oh shit, are you gonna do it? A dare is a dare. Regina stands up and goes with you to a corner of the classroom. You're such a pervert, Grimm. Did you know that? Hey, it was you who complained that the game was getting boring. Touché. Regina unzips her vest and takes it off entirely. God damn it. Enjoying what you see? Very much, yes. Can I touch? Oh my, this boy sounds thirsty. What is he supposed to do when you're practically putting your boobs in his face? Someone sounds jealous. Jealous of a skank showing her tits to a guy she's known for an hour? Not really, no. You're hot, Regina, and your nipples are so pointy. Thank you, Grimm. We have to leave it here for now, but let's see where the night takes us. Are you done back there? I want to leave for the dance floor already. I guess this ends the game, doesn't it? Yes, it does. But we're not done yet. Who would I choose? You stare directly at Penelope's huge attributes. That's what we wanted to see. That's what you came here for. I'm not going to get naked in front of everyone, Grimm. Not naked. The dare is just flashing your tits. Not now, not with 10 more beers. Let me finish. And not in front of everyone. You have to flash your tits to someone. The person you choose. Someone sitting around this table. Oh, of course. And I can choose? Totally up to you. Mm-hmm. Okay, I can do that. And I'm gonna choose Charlotte! What? Really? You're not really gonna do this to me, right? I feel more comfortable doing something like this with a girl. Nothing personal. You're enjoying teasing me so much tonight, aren't you? You don't know how much. Penelope stands up and goes with Charlotte to a corner of the classroom. God, I can't believe I'm really doing this. Don't worry, I know what it's like to be the most popular girl in school. Everyone wants to see you naked. Everyone wants to be with you. You chose the right person. Alright, there we go. A dare is a dare. Aw, man, I wish I could be on the other side. She's not even wearing a bra. Putting the top of her dress back on. Oh God, that was embarrassing. Alright, I guess this ends the game. How can they be so big and so perky at the same time? Why doesn't gravity affect her? What cruel fate is this? This was fun, kids. These parties always make me feel young again. Thank you for joining us, Professor. And again, sorry for losing this cohort's yearbook on behalf of all students. No worries, it's all good. Thank you for reminding us about the missing yearbook every day, Regina. It's the least I can do. A yearbook? What's this about? The University of Creighton has a tradition where they publish a yearbook with photo signatures and notes from all the students. Just like every frickin' school ever. It's passed from hand to hand until everyone has added something. And Penelope lost it. Someone stole it from my bag. Don't worry, sweetie, no one's holding it against you. Being a little forgetful isn't the worst thing in the world. Besides, it fits with the old ditzy blonde stereotype, haha. Someone stole it, whatever you say. Anyway, I'll go see what music's playing in the main hall. See y'all later. I'm going with you. Me too. Yeah, I think I'm gonna head back home now. Really? So quickly? Oh, damn, it's 2:30 a.m. already. Time really flew by. Alright then, let's go look for Nova and head back home. No, don't worry, you can stay. I'll see you at home. No way I'm staying here without you. You're the reason I came in the first place. Seriously, stay. I just feel like taking the scenic route on the way home. I don't mind, really. Scenic route at 2:30 in the morning? I know you well enough to know you're up to something. I'm not up to anything. I'm a good girl.
That's what they all say.
Penny? Okay, it's about that damn yearbook. I knew it. I knew it was Regina who stole it to make me look bad. She's been fucking with me all year. All 3 years of college, really. I'm going to her dorm to retrieve it. It has to be there. I almost said I'm gonna hunt her down and retrieve it. Why are you so certain that she has it? Well, I've no evidence, but I have a gut feeling. Go with your gut. I know it was her. I saw her sneering smirk when the dean chastised me about losing the book. And if it's not there, I'm sure I'll find a clue or something. Come on, Penny. Whether she took it or not, do you really think revenge gets you anywhere? Yes. Yeah, I'm fucking with you. I don't like that girl either. I don't think taking the high road will work on someone like her. Let's get that bitch. I knew I could count on you. Always. And be honest, you like it when I play the bad boy. I'll admit it's kind of sexy. What's the plan then? Meet me by the stairs of the main hall. The dorm building is right beside the one we're in right now. Gotcha. See you there. Oh boy, I got up too fast. My head's spinning. Between beers, shots, and long drinks, my stomach is begging for a break. Only water until next month. Where are you going so fast? Oh, I thought you left to dance. I thought of a better activity. A better activity? Something we could both do together. What do you mean? Well, you can continue following Penelope like a puppy, like everyone else, doing what she wants and telling her how pretty she is all the time. Or you can come with me to the locker room and do something you'll never forget. Are you proposing that we... You're hot, Grim. I'm hot. And I'm horny. Let's just enjoy this party together. What do you say? Just to be clear, when you say something you'll never forget, do you mean... I mean that I let you fuck me so hard I need a walking stick tomorrow. Damn. 10 minutes, you and me, the locker room. And Penelope won't find out, don't worry. I'll be there waiting for you. Damn. Regina wants to shag me. I'm getting real lucky with the ladies this year. Now I can score with college ladies without even trying. Maybe this new cologne really is the chick magnet it was advertised as. That's the locker room. Hello there. I couldn't help noticing you were sitting here all alone, babe. Can I buy you a drink? Sorry, I'm waiting for someone. Oh, my bad. Your boyfriend, I'm guessing? Not really, no. Just a friend who's gonna help me sneak into the dorm room with someone who stole something from me. A mission to regain my honor, you could say. Oh damn, that sounds exciting. That guy sounds like a real Prince Charming. I don't see him anywhere though. You know what? I'll help you. Fuck that dude you were waiting for, whoever he was. Alright, I like you, mysterious stranger. I accept your help. Do you know where Regina's dorm is? Yeah, it's in a dorm building by the entrance of the campus. Most people will be at the party right now. And the ones who didn't come or left already must be sleeping or hooking up. So we should have free reign. Alright then, let's go. You lead the way. You were right. There's no one here. Told you. And we'll have returned to the party before anyone misses us. It's the perfect crime. Which one's Regina's room? It's the second door on the left. But people here don't lock doors when they're out partying because they usually come back drunk as skunks. You seem to know a lot about these dorms. I don't know why drunk as skunks stuck. Because I don't know skunks to be very big drinkers. Unless there's something I don't know about skunks. Yeah, I used to stay over at my friend Lily's dorm during final weeks or longer parties. I also looked into them before starting college, but having Mom's house less than 30 minutes away? No chance. And I know we're always at each other's throats, but I'm sure Dahlia would miss me too much. And wouldn't you miss her as well? Honestly? A lot. More than what I'd ever admit in front of her. They're more alike than they realize. Now, quiet. We don't know if a roommate is in the room. Is it this one? Yeah, but I don't hear anything. I think it's empty. Let's just shoot for it. I got your back. Nice, it's empty. Sweet. Turning the light on. Okay, I'll lock the door from the inside just in case. Take a look at drawers and shelves. This yearbook has to be here. Regina's room looks way more girly than I imagined. Maybe because of her roommate? I doubt it. She just does this because of what sells on social media nowadays. I mean, look at this. Not all those who wander are lost. Do more of what makes you happy. Believe in your dreams, they know the way. Wow, those are some inspirational lines. I've just heard them like 1,000 times before. Find a new source to steal quotes from, Regina. Now, to be absolutely fair, I remember that not all those who are wander are lost, and that was something I took a lot of inspiration from that line. But I remember it when it was first being talked about. Well, no, before it was being talked about on the internet, I remember seeing it. I was like, oh, that's great. Maybe if you were a bit more original, you'd get those followers you yearn for. Original, huh? Something like the pic of Carolyn wearing a mini witch hat that you posted the other day? Is that the key to being a successful influencer? More or less, yeah. Sometimes it is just stuff like that. Can you believe that became one of my most liked pics? Carolyn is just too photogenic. Well, people also like cats. The internet likes cats. It was such a great pick. Probably my favorite of yours. I mean, from the ones on your Instagram profile, of course. My absolute favorites are still the ones from our private session. Ah, I bet they are. Maybe we'll have to do another photo shoot someday. Nothing would please me more. We might not be able to use the studio this time after the Valentino incident. We'd probably have to settle for another one and just shoot at the house. I have a pretty good spot set up in my bedroom, too. Sounds good. All in good time, though. Let's do what we came to do. Yeah, of course. Someone could appear at any moment, so we should leave this place ASAP. Take a look at that bookcase over there. I'll go through the drawers. On it! What exactly are we looking for? Well, it looks like any other book, like a foot-long brown cover. There's only normal books here. If it fits, I sits? I have that book. It's a phrase used as a caption for photos of cats sitting in unusual locations. Oh, I'll admit that's not what was running through my head. Nor yours, right, folks? Grim, look at this! The drawer has a lock on it! They must keep all their valuable things here. Man, that's the same place I'm stuck in Cyberpunk. I've got the key, and it says that you need a key to open the lock, but apparently it's not letting me do it. The yearbook has to be there. So, dead end? What do you mean? We just have to open it. How? Aren't you, like, super strong? Can't you just rip it out? I don't think I can. Maybe using a crowbar? Or we could take the entire drawer and then open it home? Interesting. That might be the best option. Can you rip the entire drawer out? I can try. Let's do it. What? God damn it. Bella locked the door again? Now, where the fuck did I put my keys? Fuck. Regina's back. What is she doing here? The party isn't over yet. I don't know. Maybe she came back to grab something. She can't find us here, Grim. She's friends with the dean. She'll get me expelled and bar you from getting into this university next year. Shit, well, what do we do? The window. Let's jump. Are you crazy? It's the third floor. Then let's hide inside the wardrobe. I mean, it works in those survival horror games. But that shit's too small. Then crouch down, please. But... Huh? What the hell? She even left the lights on. What a mess. Anyway, let's get rid of that shit. That bitch is beginning to suspect. Regina opens the drawer and takes out a book from inside. I'll just dump it in the river or something before someone finds it. I knew it! That's the yearbook. I knew it was her who took it. Fucking cunt! God, this is such an awkward pose. Although, Penny's literally resting her butt against my hips. I don't have any complaints there. Can't believe I just got stood up. Everyone's just a bunch of ass kissers. Is she really gonna use her phone now? She smells so good. I'm sorry I dragged you into this, Grim. Are you okay back there? Yeah, I'll have some soreness tomorrow if I'm holding this pose for too long. And some hangers poking me in the back, but apart from that, I'm good. Ginny uploaded a photo of herself from tonight. Look at how everyone is drooling in the comments. Bunch of retards. Come on, leave already. Fuck, Penny's ass is getting me hard. If I don't move, she should notice it in this pose, though. Please don't move. Bah, let's go back to the party. But let's get rid of this thing first. Say goodbye to your reputation, Penny. Finally, I think she left, Grim. Phew, that was close. Cole, just be careful when going out. There's a... Oh, shit! Be careful with... Ouch. Are you okay? Ha ha ha. What are you laughing at? Nothing. I'm just laughing at the absurdity of this situation. Oh, God. At this point, I don't care about Regina anymore. I don't even care about that damn yearbook. Honestly, I just want to spend time with you doing crap. Crazy. Grim! What? Your toga, your... Huh? Oh, shit. It's just that wardrobe was way too small, and... Where are your underpants? Have you been going commando all night? Yeah, I didn't want them to ruin my costume. My fucking god, Grim, you're hung like a fucking horse. That cock is a weapon. But you stared at me before the party in the shower. Didn't you? Well, yeah, but you weren't hard and you weren't in the shower. There must have been shrinkage or something, I don't know. Nah, now it's like 3 times the size. I've just been trying to keep it in check all night. But it doesn't help that you've been teasing me, Penny. And the fact that you can't take your eyes off of it isn't helping either. Actually, it's turning me on even more. Now your donkey dick is my fault? Oh, absolutely. Our conversation in the bathroom, the locker room when I asked you for a bra, the truth or dare game. I even dared you to flash me, and you snaked your way around that. You ruined the sanctity of truth or dare, in my opinion. It's like you're trying to set a world record for the bluest balls! Pretty rude to your manager. If you ask me, I might have to shelve you for my other clients. What other clients? It's not my fault that you're a horny dog. Are you telling me that I'm to blame for you getting an erection at awkward moments? I don't think it's my fault that you can't control yourself around me. It's your fault 100%. It's been like torture. Oh my, I had no idea you were suffering this much, baby. I'm so sorry. Nuh-uh, I don't forgive you. Pretty please, Grim? Nope. Come on. Isn't there anything I can do for you to forgive me? I'm so sorry for flaunting my lewd body in front of you, Grim. I had no idea it would cause you so much stress. I like where this is going. Well, it's compensation for all the teasing that you've made me go through. What if you let me see what you're hiding under that dress? You want to see me naked? The photoshoot wasn't enough for you, perv? Oh, but now it's different. That day was strictly professional. I was just performing my due diligence as a prospective manager. And today? Today, It's a personal request. A personal request, huh? Just a quick booby flash, that's all I'm asking for.
And what's in it for me?
My forgiveness? And the possibility to keep working with the most respected manager in Creedon? It's a pretty sweet deal if you ask me. Here?
Here.
Okay, Super Stud, you convinced me. I guess you have a point. I really wouldn't want to risk upsetting my manager. And honestly, the truth is that I've definitely been teasing you for quite a bit, and it's been very, very fun. Oh, yes.
Finally!
Okay, take a good look, Grim. It won't last. There you are, Penelope's boobs. Penelope slips off the top of her dress, her bare breasts heaving before your eyes. Oh, fuck yes. Wow! I'd forgotten how perfect they were, Penny. I suspected you weren't wearing a bra when I saw you in that dress. With tits like yours, you wouldn't even need one. Happy now, Mr. Grimm? Did you forget me? Excuse me, we're gonna try that all over again? Do you forgive me for acting naughty, for being such a teaser, for flaunting myself all around you? Not quite yet, Miss Carter. You'll have to try much harder. Okay, okay. I wonder what else I could do. How about... Much better. My God, this is worth the wait. I've been wanting to see you like this ever since I saw that first pic on Instagram. Penelope continues stripping for you. She leans softly against the bedpost and curves her rear in an inviting pose. Okay, I don't have a single bit piece of clothing left on me. This should more than compensate you for all the teasing. I hope you enjoyed the spectacle. Penny, you're a fucking goddess. Your face, your ass, those gumdrop nipples, you're making a man drool. Yeah, I can tell that you're liking the show. Your cock has been growing redder and redder throughout this little exhibition, not to mention bigger. I'm not the only one enjoying this. You like showing off for me, don't you? You like when I gaze at your bare tits. Admit it, you like being my personal little model, Penny. I can say the same thing about you. Grim Jr. seems to be really enjoying himself. You should see your face. I'd love to know what's running through your mind right now. Well, since you asked, I was thinking about how those huge, heavy tits of yours would feel in my hands. Oh, really? Well, in the interest of science, do you want to feel for yourself? Wait, are you serious? Yeah, why not? You've caught me in a pretty good mood. Treat yourself. You move closer to Penelope, frantically trying to memorize every square inch of the model's ethereal body. God. Your hands enclose both of her breasts, indulging in their warmth and tenderness. Penny releases a little squeak of surprise. Ah. Dear Grim. Excuse me. Dear Lord, they feel so incredibly soft. They're firm enough not to sag, yet they're so supple. And I can barely fit them in my hands. Can I try one last thing before we end this, Penny? What? What are you gonna do? Something I've been dreaming about since I first spotted you and your assets in Creedon. You wrap your mouth around Penelope's erect nipple and begin licking the best tits on Instagram. The best tits on Instagram right now aren't even real, which is crazy to admit. What are you doing? Oh, fuck. You're crazy, Grim, and I don't mean like real as in like, not real as in like fakes. I mean, there's AI that's just unreal. I've never seen anything like it before, guys. It's insane. You're crazy, Grim. Although I've got to say that I kind of love your cockiness. You wrap your arms around Penelope's waist, holding her in a place with a... In place with a firm grip before beginning to suck on the blonde's voluptuous breasts. Damn, Grim. Fuck, keep sucking. I didn't know I was so sensitive there. Jesus Christ, her skin, her scent, the heat she radiates. This feels like a goddamn dream come true. Unable to resist, you suck on Penelope's breasts as hard as you can, alternating between little nipple flicks and small bites, determined to leave some sort of mark. Yeah, you're doing such a good job. There are thousands of men in Penelope's DM who would pay exorbitant amounts of money just to see her naked. That's probably true. Yet here I am seeing them up close and personal. Not only that, I'm feeling her. I'm tasting her. She's mine for at least tonight. Penelope Carter is all mine. Ah! I feel like I could do this all night. I just want to devour her. Okay, that's enough. Oh, really? I was just starting to enjoy myself. You've been enjoying it since this morning. Besides, Grimm Jr. was constantly poking me down here, in case you didn't notice. Not my fault. Your tits are literally making me lose my mind, Penny. You really like my tits, huh? Like is an understatement. I want to worship them on an altar. You're a filthy little degenerate. Can't deny it. What can I say? Your tits bring it out of me. You know what? Since you seem to like them so much, shoving you down to the couch, how about I give you a little memory that'll be truly unforgettable? Oh, God. Jesus, Grimm, how long can you keep up an erection like that? Yeah, you gotta call your doctor eventually. With your naked body in front of me, probably hours. That's actually called priapism. I mean, holy fuck, Penny. Your body is almost indescribably perfect. It's like someone pushed all your body's features to their max settings. Well, I'm not the only one with their features pushed to the max here. Penelope kneels between your legs and ties up her hair. Well? Oh, God! We're gonna have to do something about this, don't you think? We can't go back to the party with you in this state. What if it slips out of your costume again? We can't have Nova or another girl accidentally catching sight of this monster dick, can we? Definitely. There have already been too many wardrobe malfunctions tonight. Do you have a plan in mind? Penny grabs both of her boobs and quickly buries your cock between them. Yes, sir. That's what we want. Oh, God. She's doing the thing. Oh, my fucking God. It's a heck of a song, by the way, guys. They're so damn warm. I can imagine. Do you like feeling my big titties wrapped around your cock like this? Fuck me. Keep going. I love it when you stare into my eyes, Penny. That does make it all the more erotic, doesn't it, when she's looking directly into your eyes? Keep looking at me with that face. It's like you're drenched in lust. I confess that doing this in Regina's dorm is kind of arousing. We could get caught at any single moment. Ah, yeah. My God, Penny, please don't stop. Your dick begins to lubricate itself with pre-cum as if motivated by the liquid. Penny increases her pace with a quiet determination. Her eyes flip back and forth between your face and the meat buried in her chest. Oh, yes. Fuck yes, that's it. This is amazing. The best tits on Instagram, eh? How many DMs have you gotten about this exact situation? Over 10 million. I've lost count. They offer me money, gifts, and even trips sometimes. I send you to Dubai. It's nice, great country. Buy you fancy dinner, fancy dresses, fancy everything. Ah, this feels so good. I rejected all their requests, but here I am doing it for free for some high school kid with a fat dick. Not a very good business move, I guess. You won't catch me complaining, but I'm not just some high school kid, you know. You stand up and seize Penelope's breast with your hands, your dick still trapped between them. I think it's time for me to take the lead, Penny. You okay with it, right? Yeah, I guess you can take a shot. Ah, yeah! Yeah! That's it, Penny. Keep staring into my eyes like that. I know, I did. I can't remember the name of that character from Mega Man X4. You go, yeah! Keep staring into my eyes like that. My fucking God, Penny's cleavage feels like Penny's cleavage feels like fucking a pussy. I'm fucking the best tits on Instagram. That's a lot of tits. Ah! You thrust into Penelope's cleavage frantically, your balls slapping against her tummy with each stroke. This sensation is amazing. Ah! Am I squeezing them too hard? I like it that way. It feels good when you're a little rough with them. Being used for your pleasure like this is pretty fucking hot, not gonna lie. Oh yeah, some women get off on that, absolutely. Oh god, you're a naughty girl, aren't you? You're gonna make me come way too quickly. You abruptly grab Penelope and lift her to her feet. Why did you stop? I don't want to finish yet.
You don't?
Not yet, babe. But fuck, you're touching my pussy with your dick. Your lips are literally dripping all over my cock, Penelope. I don't think it'd be fair if I was the only one to come tonight. Besides, you've been so generous tonight. And you're so tempting. Don't even think about it, Grim. We're not gonna... Fuck, I'm not a first date kind of girl, you know. Besides, we don't even have a condom. Oh, so a condom is what's stopping us? If I had one, would we be fucking right now? I didn't say that. Whoa. We've already done so much tonight. You're not satisfied yet? You turn Penelope around and slide your penis between her thick thighs again.
Ah.
What are you doing to me? You carefully begin to slide your dick between Penelope's legs, each thrust slightly spreading apart her pussy lips. Oh god, Penny. Fuck, Grim. You're actually dripping. Did you get that turned on from having my cock between your tits?
Ah.
I know she'd get mad just for trying, but Jet Stingray was the name of the character. I'm literally going insane trying not to bury my cock balls deep inside of her. Ah! Do you like this? Gliding your pussy along my cock? I do. I like it a lot. Move faster. Please move faster.
You want it faster? Tell me, Penny.
Yes! She likes it rough. Your hands wrap around Penelope's soft neck as you hasten your pace, your hands slamming relentlessly against the blonde's buttocks. Yes. And again, he's got his hand around her neck, but he's not choking her. There's a certain way that you do this proper, and the character is expressing that. One issue that we've had is that a lot of women will say that they've been choked. Because a guy, of course, they'll watch porn where they do something like that, and they think that choking the woman literally means choking the woman. And of course, the women are scared to death, they never want to have sex again, you know, at least for a while. They're like, oh my god, I don't want to be with another guy who might try to do this to me. But no, there's a certain way that you're supposed to do it. And that's the way that he is doing it. You press lightly on the points. You don't just... That's how you do it. Oh, Penny. This feels so fucking good. Ah, it does feel so fucking good. Keep up that pace, Grim. Penelope squeezes her legs together and more juices drip down her thighs. Your dick begins to slide even more smoothly against her lips. Oh, God, yes. You love this, don't you? My hands wrapped around your neck, thrusting into you behind, from behind. Damn, can we do this? I know you want to be fucked roughly. I know you like ropes. You want everyone to treat you like a princess, but deep down you're a kinky little girl, aren't you, Penny? Don't think I forgot what you said that day in Warthogs, miss. Are you going to tell me that was all a lie? It wasn't a little lie. I want to be fucked so hard that my pussy is sore the next day. Oh, fuck me, Penny. You like me using your body as a toy, don't you? Yeah, use me as your fucking toy, Grim. I want to make your body writhe in pleasure, Penny. Ah! After I pump it all night long. Ah! She's enjoying it. Fuck, I'm gonna come, Grim.
Well, me too.
God, Penny. Fuck, I'm about to... Yeah! Come for me, baby. Fuck, I can't stop it. Ah! Ah! Yeah! Ah!
Get that manly grunt in. I am invigorated.
That's what you say after you've had a breakfast. You know, breakfast in the morning.
I feel invigorated.
God damn. I needed this so badly, my blue balls were about to fucking explode. Sitting down on the floor, holy shit! Here's something else, Penny. Me? You're fucking crazy. How'd you convince me to get you off in my archenemy's room? Ha! Like you're one to talk. I'm gonna have to ask you to come to all the parties I'm invited to from now on, Grim. Tonight's was definitely the craziest one I've ever had. I'll grab you there, that's for sure. But hey, going crazy sometimes is worthwhile, don't you think? Imagine if we never decided to sneak in here tonight. Oh, for sure. What's life without going a little crazy from time to time? As Seal and Mushroom Head said, gotta go a little crazy. Never gonna survive unless we get a little bit crazy. I like the way you think, miss. So, what should we do about that? You sure emptied yourself. It was like a fire hose. Oh, the jizz? Should I clean it? Guess I can look around for some sprays. Nah, fuck it. It's my payback for the yearbook. I wish I could see Regina's disgusted face when she sees that puddle. I guess I'll settle for seeing it in class. Make sure to tell me about it after. Will do. But anyway, we should get dressed and get the fuck out of here before someone finds us. Just let me say goodbye to my beloved twins before you cover them. I'll miss you, girls. I always cherish the time we spent together. You're such a dork. You're lucky I think you're cute. Oh, yeah. There's cute girls that love dorks. I know all about it. A few minutes later. And you say Nova is supposed to be around here? I think so. She wasn't feeling well, so she went with Akira to get the reward for that game I told you about. I went to the cafeteria, but finally... Huh? Nova, we were looking for you. How are you feeling? Much better, thanks. I think I spent like an hour in the bathroom trying to vomit, but nothing came out, so I'm still a bit drunk. I can tell. Is that box what I think it is? Yes. I was afraid it was a prank, but luckily it wasn't. An Intel Xeon Dragon X. Wow. Congrats, guys. If Intel made processors with names like that, that'd be cool, but they don't. Wow, congrats, guys. Thanks. I want more details about the game, though. Sounds like I missed out. Oh, well, there's not much to tell, to be honest. Just some beer pong and card games. It's a typical party. Right, Grim? Right. What about you, though? How are things over on your side? Oh, well, you know, pretty much the same. Just some drinking games and Jaeger bombs. The typical party. Right, Grim? Yep. I see. Damn, sounds like you guys had a fun time, too. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I think it's time to call it a night. Yeah, I'm going with you. It's already 4:45 a.m. Damn, really? I didn't know it was that late. What are your plans, Grim? Are you staying over here or are you coming with us? Kind of sucks that the three of us never hung out together. What about having one last drink before leaving? I don't know if I could take one more drink. My one beer has made me hazy enough as it is. Don't worry, I'll walk you two home. Do you really think I missed the opportunity to escort two pretty ladies back to their doorsteps? Please, I'm a gentleman. All right, mister. In that case, let's have one last toast. Sweet. A few hours later. You walk Nova to her house and come back home with Penelope. Ah, finally. Those shoes were killing me. All right, the party is over. It was a lot of fun. Probably one of my favorite parts of Eternum that wasn't in the server. It was a lot of fun. I think we all had fun tonight. All right, guys, so at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Eternum. I'm out.